The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Avodah Zarah Daf Yud. The Gemara over here tells a story about how Antoninus wanted to free the city of Tveria and make it potter from taxes, and he also wanted his son Asvirus to be the king after him. And he told Rebbe that if he were to suggest these two ideas to the Senate, then they would accept one of them and not the other one. So he asked Rebbe what he should do. So Rebbe told him that what he should do is he should put Asvirus on the throne during his lifetime and instruct his son Asvirus to make Tveria free from taxes. So, this brings to mind the famous story of the Saturday Night Massacre during the tenure of President Nixon, when he was being investigated for the Watergate scandal. There was a famous story where there was a special prosecutor who was appointed to investigate Nixon. His name was Archibald Cox. And Cox was being a little bit too thorough in his investigations for Nixon's liking, and Nixon wanted to have him fired. So he instructed his attorney general to fire Archibald Cox. His attorney general refused. Then Nixon fired his attorney general, and then he appointed another attorney general to fire, and he instructed that attorney general to fire Cox. I mean, basically, he fired his attorney general, then the next in line, the deputy became attorney general, he also refused, and then the solicitor general became attorney general, and he agreed to fire Cox. So this story, it was Ma'irer, a very interesting heter in Hilchos Shabbos for Yidden, that have a corporation, a business, a nursing home, for example, that it has, for one reason or another, must remain open on Shabbos, and there's no option for the Yid to close down this business on Shabbos. So this story inspired a very, very useful heter, and a very possibly extremely luchatchilodik heter under such circumstances for such Yidden. I mean, the minig since the Divrei Chaim has been the Poiskim would allow the Yid to sell the business to a Goy for Shabbos. However, it's very questionable whether that is a L'chatchila Dika method, because although the Divrei Chaim's heter, the Divrei Chaim says that a Yid is allowed to sell his business on Shabbos to a Goy and the business can continue operating, that is based on one Shita in the Poiskim that it's not clear if we pass him like that Shita. The Divrei Chaim explains that although the workers most certainly are working for the Yid, so there is really there should be an issue of Amir La'akum when the workers work on Shabbos. Nevertheless, since the business is owned by the Goy, so it's considered that the workers are working to benefit a Goy. So although they're working upon the instruction of the Yid, because they certainly are working based on their agreement with the person who hired them, which is the Yid, nevertheless, since the company has subsequently been sold to a Goy for Shabbos, it's considered that they're working to benefit a Goy, so it's like a Yid telling a Goy, go cook an avela to eat yourself. If a Yid gives an avela to a Goy and tells him, cook this avela and eat it on Shabbos. So even though the Yid instructed the Goy to cook it, and we could say that the Goy is doing it because the Yid told him to do it, nevertheless, since the action of cooking the avela is ultimately being done to benefit the Goy, therefore there's no Isser of Amir Lachim according to some Paiskim. So therefore, says the Divrei Chaim, that should apply if you sell your business also, because since once a business is sold, the profits accrue to the benefit of the Goy, therefore we would say that although there is Amir Lachim, nevertheless, it's Amir Lachim to the benefit of a Goy. That was the heter that the Divrei Chaim relied on, and that's what many people do. However, this halacha that he's relying on, that the Yid is telling the Goy to cook it for the benefit of a Goy, is the subject of a big machloikis in the Achrayim, whether or not that's mutter. So we would have to rely on those opinions that say it's mutter. It's not 100% clear how we paskin in this machloikis, whether or not we paskin like the sheet that the Divrei Chaim is relying on. Another serious issue with these shtaris is that in that the Shtar says, in order to protect the Goy, the Shtar says that the Goy is only obligated to pay for buying the business for Shabbos out of the proceeds of the business. So I thought that that would be an issue even according to the Divrei Chaim, since the Divrei Chaim's Heter is relying on the fact that the work is being done only to benefit the Goy, but if the Goy only has to pay the purchase price of the business, if he actually sees profits over Shabbos, then obviously the ultimate beneficiary of this work will be the Yiddish seller, who will not be able to recoup the purchase amount unless there is profit. So that's not 100% clear. I asked my Rabbi Reb Shlomo Miller, he told me that's not so passionate because although the Yid is benefiting from it, but it's not a direct benefit, because really the guy is earning the money, and then he's paying out of that money, he's paying his debt to the Yiddish seller, so therefore it's not a direct benefit, and maybe that would still be included in the Divrei Chaim's Heter. Nevertheless, the Divrei Chaim is only relying on one opinion in the Paiskim, and there's also a number of Achrayim that hold that it's not really the correct thing to rely on this kind of sale, which is obviously a Harama, which was never really intended to be a real sale. But based on this story of the Saturday Night Massacre, that Rav Shlomo Miller was inspired to a new Heter that he feels is far more l'chatchila than the Heter of the Divrei Chaim, which is as follows. Once we see that there is a possibility in the structure of the government, and also this extends also to the corporate structure in America, that it's possible for a person to have a company where he has employees, and those employees hire other employees, and the owner who hired the first employee, let's call him a manager, the owner hires a manager and the manager hires employees, the owner would not be able to fire the employees that were hired by his manager. Even though the salary of these employees comes out of his pocket, nevertheless, the owner himself has no jurisdiction, has no legal authority to directly fire these employees. He would first have to instruct the manager to fire the employees, and if the manager refuses, the owner does not have a right to override him. That seems to be the situation, that there is such a structure that can be created within the corporate society of America. I was one time saying this year, and a person in the audience told me that actually such a thing just happened in a sports team, where the owner of the sports team wanted to fire a player, and he was not able to until he removed the coach who had hired the player, I guess. And he instituted a different coach, and that coach was instructed to fire the player, and that coach did indeed fire the player. But the owner had to replace the coach before anybody was able to fire that player, because the coach had the ultimate say in whether or not the player will retain his job or not. That being the case, Rav Shlomo Miller argues that we therefore would have a very, very l'chatchila d'keheter on Shabbos if a person is stuck in this kind of situation where he can't close down his business. The heter is something you could be samech on l'chatchila, because if a Yiddish owner will have a manager, a goyish manager in the company, who he then hands over the rights of hiring and firing, so that the Yiddish owner has no legal ability to fire or hire employees without this manager's consent, as long as the manager is on the job, which he can be removed from the job at any time to protect the owner. But as long as the manager is on the job, the manager is the one who has the legal right to hire and fire. If that's the way you structure your company, then it will turn out that the Jewish owner does not have any employees over here who are working on Shabbos, because all the underlings of this manager, all the employees that the manager hires, would not be considered employees of the owner, since the owner has no say in whether or not these workers get hired. And whether or not they get fired. And by extension, he has no say in whether or not the workers have to work on Shabbos. Technically, just like the manager had the right to hire the workers, the manager would also have the right to instruct the workers how to work so as they wouldn't get fired. If the manager told them, you don't have to come in on Shabbos and I still won't fire you, then the worker has no responsibility to come in on Shabbos. So it turns out that the reason why the workers are coming in to work on Shabbos has nothing to do with the Jewish owner and has everything to do with the Goyish manager who's instructing them to come in on Shabbos. So if a person structures his company in this kind of way, then it would not be considered that he's in violation of the Isra of Amir Lakum. The only issue would be, why is the manager asking the workers to come in on Shabbos? If the only reason why the manager is instructing the workers to come in on Shabbos is to benefit the Jewish owner, that would also be a problem. So for this reason, the manager would have to be given a small part of the pie. He would have to be given a small slice of the profits, to the extent that we can say that perhaps the reason why the manager is instructing the workers to work on Shabbos is not solely to benefit the Jewish owner, but it's also in order for the manager to make sure that it's to maximize his profits and to grow his profits because he has a share of the profits. In that case, we can stymach on the concept of Arisa Risusei Kavod, that the Gemara says that when you have a profit-sharing agreement between a Yid and a Goy, and the Goy works on Shabbos, that will not present the problem of Amir L'Akum, since we can assume that the reason why the Goy is coming to work on Shabbos is not to maximize the portion of the Jewish owner, but rather to maximize his own profits as a Aris, and therefore, there would not be a problem of Amir L'Akum on the part of the employees, and there would not be a problem of Amir L'Akum on the part of the owner.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.